Greetings everyone. Welcome to this podcast titled Analytics Management. The cloud has the ability to completely change the way you run your business and communicate with your customers. This podcast describes the benefits businesses can achieve by moving their operations to the cloud ecosystem. In today's episode, we will be taking the topic, How does Python help in data analytics? This episode describes the role of Python in data analytics. Data analytics helps in understanding various trends, concepts, and data of the industry. Python is a programming language that helps you analyze data. Today we will learn how Python can help with data analysis. What is data analysis? Data analysis is the analysis of raw data to find trends. Data analytics is a broad field with a set goal. There are basically four types of data analysis. 1. Technical analysis. Technical analysis is the process of answering questions about what has happened. It is best used when explaining results to stakeholders. In this process, we collect guest posts, relevant data, then analyze and visualize the data. Technical analysis provides insight into experience. 2. Diagnostic analysis. Diagnostic analysis is the process of answering questions about why a problem occurs. They gather descriptive analysis and then dig deeper into the data to find the cause. 3. Predictive analytics. Predictive analytics is the process of answering questions about what will happen in the future. This method uses historical data to see trends and the data to see if they are repeating themselves. Predictive analytics provides insight into future trends. This method uses a variety of statistical and machine learning techniques, such as regression, neural networks, and decision trees. 4. Normative analysis. Normative analysis refers to the process of answering actionable questions. Data-driven decision-making is done using predictive analytics. View historical data and help evaluate results. Data analysis is essential in banking and finance. Data analytics helps financial institutions improve efficiency by detecting and preventing fraud. The data analysis is divided into four stages: data collection, data management, static analysis. Provide details. What is Python? Python is a growing programming language used in both web development and software design. Python is very easy to learn and implement. Python has many advantages. It is used for artificial learning, machine learning, and deep learning. How does Python help with data analysis? You should have sufficient knowledge of Matplotlib and CSV to use Python for data analysis. Then you need to install pandas, which you can install using the following command: pip install pandas. Create a data frame in pandas. Then read the data stored in the CSV file. Then import the data into pandas. Data indexing using symbolic and mathematical pandas. So the panda plot. Learn Python and data analytics on Jalantar. Python is an amazing language. This is very useful for data analysis. That's why Itronix Solutions offers data analytics using Python courses in Jalantar. Itronix Solutions are a great place to learn machine learning and data analysis. Data analysis will be taught in a very practical way. Also, Python with data analytics is a great course because more than 15% of high-tech companies today want data analysts. Data analysts earn high salaries. Mobile app marketplace. What is a mobile app? Some popular mobile app marketplaces include Android, Google Play, and Apple App Store. Each platform has an integrated environment that provides specific tools for application developers to deploy applications in the platform environment. A mobile app is a software that allows you to control a mobile device to perform certain tasks that are usually only seen on a computer. Gadgets, smartphones, guests send PDAs, and tablets can download mobile apps from the app market. And these devices can become music players with built-in MP3 players, allowing users to download songs from the App Store or third-party stores. Set to download different types of apps, visit the mobile app market for your device platform. This is one of the easiest and safest things to do, especially if you want to download free apps that are free of malware and viruses. There are many different types of apps that users download today. Web browsers and social networking sites are the most common types of applications that you can download regardless of the mobile phone platform. Different phone brands have different apps, so you don't have to worry about where you can find the app you need. Games are popular not only among young people, but also among adults who want to have fun while working. The popularity of mobile apps has changed dramatically as people are more and more interested in creating mobile apps that can be useful even without experience. There are references online that can be helpful for those who want to learn mobile app development without formal training. Familiarize yourself with the industry. The high demand of the mobile application industry continues to grow. Due to the popularity of mobile apps, additional apps are still needed to meet the needs of more people. There are some things you should know ahead of time about mobile app development. These are called coding skills, and they will go a long way in creating apps that are very useful for your users. There are online tutorials that you can use to make the app user-friendly and to avoid bugs and issues that prevent users from using the mobile apps you create. For busy people who say it's for entertainment, mobile apps are very important today, especially now. Even business owners rely heavily on mobile apps. This has been very informative. Thanks for stopping by. Later and bye.